Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Mouse Club podcast. My name is Marissa, and I'm the host of this podcast. Welcome. I am so excited that you're joining me for today for a brand new episode. And if you're new here, welcome to the Mouse Club. I hope that you would like to subscribe and join me for future episodes. And this week, we are talking about Pride. And this week is going to be a guide to Pride in Orlando, Florida. And I'm really excited to share with you guys some of the places I think you should visit, some of the food that is available this month only, and some of the events that are going on around Orlando. And hopefully this will help you if you're coming to Orlando and you want to celebrate Pride, or if you live here and you want some things to do. I have a whole guide to Pride for you guys, and I'm really excited to share it. So thank you so much for visiting. And of course, as always, we're going to start with some Mouse Club news. So I'm going to jump into that. But I did want to tell you guys that today, before I'm recording this, Blake and I went on a Skyliner bar crawl, and it was so much fun. I've never been on the Skyliner before. This was my first time today, and it was a blast. I actually think I enjoyed it more than the monorail bar crawl. It was so fun. We went to the Riviera, Bar Riva at the Riviera, Banana Cabana at the Caribbean Beach Resort. We went to Petals at Pop Century, and we also went to the drop-off bar at the Art of Animation. So we had so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. And I keep thinking of other things, like ideas to do around Orlando while we're waiting for annual passes. And luckily there is so much to do here, which I'm going to share with you guys some of the many, many things, especially when it comes to Pride Month today. So I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. And I think that's it for this weekend. I'm a little breathy today just because I drank on an empty stomach. I made a very critical error and I did not stay hydrated, so I apologize in advance. And what else did we do this weekend? We didn't really do anything else. I think that was pretty much it as far as the theme parks are concerned. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump into some Mouse Club news. So first off is I realized that the past couple of weeks, I forgot to talk about the Bad Batch. So the Bad Batch is, it's been great. I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as I am, because I am thoroughly enjoying it. Omega is becoming one of my most favorite Star Wars characters. She's just adorable and feisty and fierce. And I think that she's really growing into herself more. I think, okay, spoilers ahead, guys. I think that she is definitely something big for them to have this huge bounty on her, and I'm very curious. I know this is completely against Star Wars, but I'm curious if she's some sort of like Jedi clone. I don't know exactly what it is with her, but I think that she's more powerful than she knows. So we're going to find out soon enough, but I've been really enjoying it. I love their whole dynamic of this family. They're just so adorable. And I really enjoyed the episode with, what's his name? Moishi or Moochie? I forget the name of that big creature, but it was so funny that it wasn't the little girl. It was that giant creature. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I've been thoroughly enjoying the Bad Batch, and I will continue to talk about it as we go on. Along with that, Loki is coming out as this episode is up. So if this episode is up, you can probably go stream Loki now. And I'm excited for that. I'll be honest, I've never seen the Thor movies, so I don't really know if I am going to enjoy Loki. I feel like Loki is just going to be a great show on its own, though, so I'm excited to watch it. I just, honestly, I'm such a WandaVision stan that anything else Marvel has not stood up for me, but that's probably just because I'm not a big superhero girl, as crazy as that sounds. But I am excited to watch it nevertheless, and we'll see how it is. I feel like it's going to be really amazing, so I'm excited for that. Some other huge news this week is the prices were released for Boo Bash, and they are officially on sale now, tickets. And it's kind of insane to me that today nobody could get their hands on tickets because the system was crashing and stuff. I genuinely did not think that there was going to be this much of a pool for such an expensive event that only lasts for 3 hours. Essentially, if you didn't know, Boo Bash is going to be the new replacement for Mickey's Not So Scary this year. And rather than, excuse me, Mickey's Not So Scary, which had fireworks and parades and character meet and greets and candy and all this other stuff that was available, this event is not going to have fireworks, parades, or character meet and greets. There's going to be distance meet and greets, cavalcades, There might be fireworks by that time, but they have not officially announced anything yet. And tickets start at $129 and go all the way to $199 if you're getting them closer to Halloween. For a 3-hour event, and they are including like soda, popcorn, and Mickey ice cream bars this year with the price of your admission. Personally, I was desperate to go to this event. It actually kind of makes me sad because I was really, really wanting to go to the Halloween party this year. It's been my dream to go to Mickey's Not So Scary for years and years and years because I always worked it in the past. I never got to go as a guest. And now this year with Boo Bash, I think that the prices are absolutely ridiculous. I would rather pay for a full day at Magic Kingdom than 3 hours at the Boo Bash, which is probably what we're going to end up doing, especially since they haven't released the annual passes yet. We might just pay for a day to go to the park itself. We haven't decided yet, and who knows if there'll even be tickets left at that point. The reason why they're saying it's so expensive for only 3 hours is apparently because it's supposed to be a lot less people than Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Personally, I just think it is way too much to ask when even Mickey's Not So Scary had so many more things to offer, and tickets started at $89 for Mickey's Not So Scary. So I'm just very confused why these tickets are so highly priced. I don't know if they're going to be announcing more things that are going to be coming for the Boo Bash in the next couple of months. I really hope that they do announce some things, but as of right now, I'm not thrilled about the prices, and we're not going. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But if you're interested in going, tickets are on sale. But yeah, I kind of wish that there were more people on board with waiting, so that Disney would consider lowering their prices. But I guess that's not a thing anymore. So they are selling out. Anyway, at Disney California Adventure, the Avengers Campus is now open and it looks absolutely incredible. It looks like they have incredible food and drinks. The new Spider-Man animatronic is the talk of the town, and they had a bunch of celebrities from the Marvel movies who came to witness the opening of Avengers Campus. If you want to find out more about that, there are tons of ride-through videos and things like that on YouTube if you want to see more, but I cannot wait to go. Blake and I were talking today about maybe planning a trip to Disneyland in the next couple of years because we really want to go again, and I also really want to go to D23 when it opens again next year. And I just would love to see the new Avengers Campus. I think it would be super awesome. Also, following last week's episode, my Cruella episode, which was such an incredible movie, there is officially talks of a Cruella sequel in the works, which is going to be super, super awesome. So it's kind of going to take more, like, place more so during the time of the animated movie. So I will keep you guys updated with that. Something else happening is Ron's Gone Wrong is a new movie coming to theaters in October. It looks adorable. A trailer was just released. If you want to go watch it, it's on the Disney Facebook page. And it's basically about these kids all get these little robots, essentially, that are their best friends, and they do everything with them. And the main character gets one that's glitched. It looks really cute and really funny. I was actually laughing at the trailer, so I'm excited for that one. Something else happening is Behind the Attraction is going to be streaming July 16th on Disney Plus. I'm really, really excited for this because I've been waiting for them to do a series about attractions and all the behind the scenes stuff when it comes to attractions. So I'm really excited to stream this one. I cannot wait for it. I have a bunch of shows on my list on Disney Plus, but this is going to go automatically to the top, especially if it's similar to like pop culture and other shows like that I was thoroughly enjoying on Disney Plus. I'm really excited to hear more about the other attractions and behind the scenes with that. Dwayne Johnson is one of the executive producers, which makes me even more excited. And we have hints of some of the attractions they'll be talking about, like Star Wars, the monorail, and Pirates of the Caribbean, as well as the Haunted Mansion. So I'm really excited for that series coming July 16th on Disney Plus. And finally, the last piece of news that I have to talk about this week is the VelociCoaster will be opening on June 10th this week. Literally, tomorrow, if you're listening to this as soon as this is released. And I'm really excited. I really want to ride. So we might have to go. I just really want to ride the VelociCoaster because I heard it's absolutely incredible. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with a guide to Pride. Well, happy Pride Month, everybody. I do want to say that I invited some guests to join me this month. We're still trying to figure out dates that work for them. So hopefully I will have some Pride Month guests joining us soon. But if you have any that you specifically want to hear from, let me know. Send me an email at themouseclubpodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. By the way, thank you so much for 400 Instagram followers. I'm so excited and love you guys so much. I love this community so much. But anyway, since we don't have any guests joining us this week, I figured this guide to Pride would be awesome for anybody who wants to visit. I have a lot of different monuments you can visit in Orlando for Pride and a ton of food that's available this month only. I did want to say that Pride more so takes place in Orlando in October. That's when we have like our Pride parade and there's food again and things like that. So if you're specifically looking for a Pride parade, that's going to be taking place in October. But I hope that this still helps if you are interested in coming and checking out some of these different things. So first off, let's do some places to visit. So number one at the top of my list is Out of the Closet Thrift Store. Me and my friend Jordan went to this last week and it was absolutely incredible. So Out of the Closet donates 96 cents of every sale to, or 96 cents of every dollar from a sale to HIV and AIDS research. They also have free HIV testing on site as well as a pharmacy, which I think is absolutely incredible. They have a bunch of different Pride merchandise items, and of course it is a thrift shop, so they have a bunch of secondhand items as well. And when we went, they had so many incredible things, and I got a bunch of shirts for $4 to $5 each that were really awesome. I got like a Disneyland 60 shirt for $4, I got a Star Wars shirt for $4, another Star Wars shirt for $4, and then I got two Universal shirts. I got a Scooby-Doo one, as well as, what was the other one? Oh, a Ravenclaw shirt. I got those for $4. And then I was checking out and I saw out of my eye this beautiful I Love Lucy cookie jar. And I'm looking at it right now. It's so beautiful. It's my favorite colors, pink and blue. It has Lucy and Ethel on it. And it's the Chocolate Factory episode. So they have chocolate in their mouths. And I'm just obsessed with it. I think I'm going to put my Disney pins in it and I cannot wait. So I definitely recommend, especially if you love thrifting, because your money is going to a good cause and they really do have some beautiful items. I'm hoping to get the manager of the Orlando store onto the podcast this month, so keep an eye out. I did talk to him in person when I went, gave him my card and my email address, but I know everybody's super busy right now, so we're still working on a time to schedule that. But I highly recommend. The employees were so nice and sweet and kind. My friend Jordan got this set of like vintage soup mugs, and she had two in her hands, and they said that they had a third one. So he went to the back and got it for her, which was so nice. And they were chatting with us and they were just so kind. So I definitely recommend Out of the Closet Thrift Store. There is also a beautiful stage at Lake Eola. I can't remember the exact name of it, but if you go to Lake Eola, you'll see it. It's a rainbow stage, which would be really cool to take pictures of if you are coming to take some cool pictures. So I definitely recommend that. Again, that's at Lake Eola, which is in downtown Orlando. If you're also looking for some cool pictures, the Milk District in Orlando is one of the best places to get some awesome pictures. There, it's like basically graffitied walls and stuff, and a lot of Pride and LGBT monuments and artwork, specifically because this is the area where the Pulse nightclub shooting did happen. So that is another thing that I have on my list, is the Pulse Memorial and Museum. So you can go there. It is very heavy, I will warn you now. I went when I got my wedding dress fitted, and went with my mom and my mother-in-law and my grandma. And we went, and it is really heavy on your heart, but it's beautiful. They did it very well, and I would definitely say that's a beautiful place to visit if you are looking for things to visit for Pride. So the Pulse Memorial and Museum is right there in the Milk District, and there's beautiful places to take pictures as well, with beautiful artwork with rainbows that say, like, you know, those quotes that are like, love cannot, or hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that, like quotes like that. There's a ton of beautiful things to take pictures of, so I highly, highly recommend that. Going along with that, Universal also has a tribute to their team members who were unfortunately killed during the Pulse nightclub shooting. So you can see that at Universal Orlando. It's in one of the window displays if you would like to see that. It's beautiful. And I think it was very well done by Universal. And yeah, I just think it's really beautiful that they did that for their team members. So everything else is pretty much just for pictures and merchandise. So the Pop Century Resort is one of the places I would say you can get the best pictures on Disney property for Pride. There's nothing specifically Pride here, but it's all like bright colors and rainbows, and I think you could take some really awesome pictures. There's like flowers everywhere. So that's at the Pop Century Resort. We went there today, and especially the Petals Bar. They have these beautiful rainbow flowers everywhere, which I took pictures with, and it was super, super fun. Gasp is a new store in Winter Park, which me and my friend Jordan went to, and it was so much fun and beautiful. And it's a female-owned small business, and they have a lot of different Pride merch and different stickers and bookmarks and stationery and clothing and necklaces. I got two stickers for my car and a magnet for my car. I got a necklace, which is a heart with a rainbow on it, and it says feminist. And then I got my sister some stickers and a bookmark from there. And they had so many other really cool things. They had Truly candles, like basically somebody cut open these Truly cans and filled it with wax and made these candles. They also had those, but in the form of like Bud Light and Miller Lite. And then they had these candles that said Flaming Gay on them, which were was really funny. And then they had just some really beautiful artwork. So I definitely recommend checking that out. There's also Pride merch at Disney this year, which we've talked about on the podcast. You can find that at Disney Springs and most of the parks as well. There's usually Gay Days at Disney during this time of the year in June. Those have been postponed until 2022 for COVID. So if you're interested in going to that event, I'm pretty sure there is a Facebook page for Gay Days if you are interested in that. But unfortunately, it is not happening at the moment. It won't be happening again until 2022. So that is pretty much it. Like I said, the Pride Parade and stuff will be happening in October. So if you want to check out those places, I will definitely, if you want to send me a DM, I can send you the link, but you can find most of these on Google. But yeah, I hope that you guys like that list. Next, we're going to talk about some food to eat for Pride. So there is a bunch of cool stuff here in Orlando for Pride Month. So first off is the Pride Punch Sangria at Cabo's Kitchen and Bar. And these look really cute. They have both red and white. And sorry, I'm adjusting on my chair because my leg is falling asleep. But they have these beautiful sangria glasses. So that is available at Cabo's Kitchen and Bar. Pom Poms, which is my favorite sandwich shop in Orlando, has a rainbow grilled cheese, which I absolutely need to get my hand on. And it's so cheesy that when you pull it apart, it literally makes a rainbow with the cheese. And Pom Poms is just a great place in general. They have delicious food. My favorite is there's a sandwich with berries in it, which is so, so yummy. So I highly recommend Pom Poms. And then, excuse me, I'm getting the sniffles. And then this rainbow grilled cheese is available for a limited time. Also, all of these items are available for a limited time, of course, and with distribution issues and stuff that we're facing in the country right now, just be prepared they might not have these items when you go. Especially the next one, which is the Gideon's Rainbow Cake Slice. I've seen so many people posting about this. We haven't gotten one yet, but I definitely would love to try it. It's a rainbow cake slice with marshmallow buttercream and cookie pieces, I believe, are inside of it. It looks absolutely stunning. If you have not seen it, go check out the Gideon's Instagram page or Facebook page because it looks absolutely delicious and beautiful. And I would love to check it out. So let me know if you've tried it because it looks incredible. Also, Gideon's has beautiful merch for Pride Month. They have a gargoyle pin with rainbow, what are they called, wings. And they have that as a pin, a sticker, and as a shirt if you're interested in that. I do think those are in extremely limited supplies. So just go super early if you want to get your hands on one. And then Light on the Sugar Bakery, which Blake and I also went to yesterday. Oh, I forgot that part, is that we went to Light on the Sugar, which has these Pokemon macarons. And right now for Pride Month, they have this sugar crepe cake that is rainbow stacked, and it looks really delicious and light and fluffy. I will say we went, and absolutely the highlight of the menu were the cream puffs. Oh my gosh. Best cream puffs I've ever had. The cookies and cream one is the one we got, and it had actually Oreo, like actual Oreo crumbles in it, and it was so flipping good. Oh my gosh. And then had cookies and cream like filling on the inside, and it was so absolutely delicious. So Table Ghost Kitchen is a company that is run by Ryan, who is a laid off Disney cast member. And you can actually get this one wherever you are because it is shipped nationwide. So they have Proud AF cookies, which are cookies covered with silver glitter with a hint of strawberry. And they look beautiful. They're rainbow, of course. So if you'd like to check those out, go to Table Ghost Kitchen on Facebook. You can support a laid off cast member, as well as getting your hand on some delicious cookies. So that's, oh, excuse me. I don't know what's going on with my voice and my sniffles today. So that is available to everybody. You don't have to be in Orlando to get your hands on those because he does ship them nationwide. So definitely want to try his cookies. He has a bunch of different flavors and I've been wanting to try them so bad. Another item is the rainbow cake from 7 Bites, which this one looks delicious. It has so many layers and looks so, so yummy. There also are Pride croissants from the Glass Knife, and they also have a Pride donut, which is only going to be available on June 26th, which is the day that gay marriage became legalized throughout the country. So if you want to check those out, that's at the Glass Knife. But that is it. That is everything I have for things to do and food to eat. I hope that you guys did enjoy this episode. I really enjoyed sharing it with you. Like I said, I am trying to get my hands on some, that sounded bad, get my hands, I'm trying to get some Pride Month guests for the rest of these weeks to come. So I hope that you guys enjoy this season with me and this month of Pride. I hope you guys are having a wonderful month wherever you are. And this week we are celebrating my dad's birthday, and my dad and my stepmom are coming to visit, so I'm sure I'll have some fun stories and things to share with you guys next week. But I hope that you're all having a wonderful, wonderful week. If you're not already, be sure to follow me on TikTok. I've been posting Disney content every day. It's at Little Miss Maris, LittleMrs, Maris, MARISS. And it's been so much fun. So go follow me over there for a lot more Disney content. And anyway, guys, I hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful week. And I will talk to you next week with a new episode. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Mouse Club podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to this on. And if you're listening on Apple, please leave us a little rating and review if you would be so kind. If you would like to follow us on social media, please check us out, themouseclubpodcast.com, or send us an email at themouseclubpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Mouse Club Podcast. And if you'd like to follow our host, Marissa Potts, that's me, you can follow me at Little Miss Maris. That's LittleMrs, Little Miss Maris. And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.